Hey, Bill, this is Joe Partridge. Ask you your first question here. What was your first contact with music? I guess first contact was my folks were singing in church. They had organized this little group and sang gospel music. And also when they were at home, they mother played the piano and they did a two-part harmony on gospel music. I just sit around and kind of listen to them. I was real small at the time. But it gave me deep roots in the gospel-type music. What musical training have I had? Well, I had one piano lesson. And I guess that was enough to tell me that I didn't have the patience to sit down and learn the music like I should. But I always like to just pick up an instrument and fool around with it. Although, when I was in high school, I was in the glee club and sang tenor at the time. I had a real good time doing that. I guess that's the first time I really understood what four-part harmony meant. I really enjoyed that part of my training. What musical instruments do I play? Well, I don't play any well, but while I was growing up, I fooled around with such things as ukulele, saxophone, piano, and later on, some of the bluegrass instruments. I remember when I was in the Boy Scouts, going to Camp Thunder down here in the middle of Georgia. I carried a bugle with me that I'd received from my folks. And I'd worked at it pretty hard around the house. And most of the time, my daddy would make me go to the woods. But at camp, one day I got the bugle out and blew the assembly piece, and everyone in the whole camp rallied around the flagpole, and everyone was in an uproar, and all the counselors set out to find out who was blowing the bugle. Well, after a couple hours, I guess, I had to do it again. And they caught me. My punishment was I had to go about 3 miles from the camp and blow the bugle for about 3.5 hours nonstop, after which I received a job of being the camp bugler the rest of my stay there. How did I develop the honky-tonk piano style? Well, as I say, my mother played the piano. She played it in church. And a lot of nights after supper, she would go to the piano and just play. And I would go there and stand and watch her. And I picked up on some of the chords she was making, and I would sit down on the stool with her and just kind of jump in there every now and then. And we got pretty good. She would play the right hand, I would play the left hand. But along about that time, Jerry Lee Lewis was hot to trot. And I was crazy about the way he played the piano. And we got to where she would play the right-hand style. I would add a boogie-woogie roll with the left hand. And she would get up and leave. So I would have to fill in with the right hand, too. So I guess I just lucked up on that by sitting down and playing with her. I guess two of the most influences in country music to me were Patsy Cline and Jerry Lee Lewis. They both sing a song with soul and feeling, and I could sit down and listen to them for hours and hours. Some of my first experiences in country music came, I guess, in the mid-70s. I fooled around with the piano for a while, and Eddie Turner came to me and asked if I would like to join their country rock group playing the keyboard. So I teamed up with those guys. Mike Head was with us for a while, and Steve Head. And we played a lot of the VFW clubs, the Moose clubs, and several of the bars in the area. And we played country rock between fights. But we really had a good time. I enjoyed that period. I guess we played for about a year and a half. My first contact with bluegrass music was when I was in the Noonan Cayuta JC's at a Toys for Tot function. I met Donnie Lee, who is now the bass player with the Bullsboro Bluegrass Band. We were repairing all the toys, and he just moved in from Jessup, Georgia, where he'd worked and is now working with the Georgia Park and Parole system. And Donnie and I struck it up pretty good. In fact, we went outside as we was leaving, and he had an old banjo in the trunk of his car. And he got it out and played Foggy Mountain Breakdown, which I thought was the most fascinating thing I'd ever heard, to actually stand there and watch somebody play a banjo. So I told Donnie I needed to learn how to do that. So I went and bought me a silver tone banjo from Sears, and we spent a lot of time and hours playing around, and decided that we need to form a little group. So my first cousin, Tommy McCoon, played guitar, and Junior Bundy played mandolin and fiddle real well. So we all got together, formed the first Bullsboro Bluegrass Band. Donnie, in the meantime, had purchased a bass fiddle. I guess Donnie taught me everything I knew. I know on the banjo in a short period of time that he had.
But I really enjoyed the Bullsboro Bluegrass Band. It boiled down to Donnie, myself, and Johnny Jackson, and Butch Adams came along later to play the banjo. Mike Steele was on guitar, and I guess we played for about 2 or 3 years. We started the Bullsboro Bluegrass Festival here in Newnan, Georgia, and all the fans seemed to really enjoy that festival. We encountered some problems with the facilities, the fairgrounds there. We never could get an established date where we would have the fairgrounds. So after I left the group, Donnie, Johnny and Butch and Mike moved the festival to Carrollton, and they gave it up after several years. The most important to me between bluegrass and country is country now is too rock and rollish. It's just don't have the drive or the laid-back style that bluegrass has. Bluegrass is just pure and clean. I think my present role in Brushfire is adding a little age to the group. I guess I've been around bluegrass longer than any of them. But I like to kind of take a role as kind of arrangements of the song and leave all the business to other guys. And it seemed to work out real well.